are listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Tommy Repson Field here at Mount Sterling, Dan Manley with you. As we get set for softball action tonight, the Montgomery County Lady Indians ready to play the Lady Lions of Boyd County here at Tommy Repson Field. Boyd County late getting here. The bus just had some trouble getting out of the Ashland area, but they're here now. The teams are warmed up and we're about ready to play. Boyd County coached by Lance Caesar, and the Lady Lions come in with an 11-10 record on the season. Montgomery County, under Coach Matt Puckett, is 16-2 on the year. These teams haven't played a lot over the course of the last several years. Boyd County, back in 2019, beat Montgomery County 12-1 in just five innings. Montgomery County won the other two games that they played back earlier in the century, actually. 10-0 and 5-1 back in 2007-2009. So Montgomery County does lead the series 2-1, just haven't played very much. Boyd County, as their team heads into their dugout, we're getting ready for the preliminary activities here in just a moment. We'll be back with starting lineups and get this game going right after we step out for 90 seconds on the Gateway Sports Network.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
We still have the umpires at home plate with the Boyd County coach. So I'm not really sure what the holdup is right now, but hopefully we'll be rolling here fairly soon. Let's give you the Boyd County lineup. Ellen Simpkins will be the pitcher and also bat in the leadoff position for the Lady Lions. She has been their number one pitcher. She's only 5-6 record-wise, but has been in all of their big games and has just a 2.62 earned run average. So she's been very effective over the course of the season. J.C. Goad will be at shortstop for bat number two. It'll be Myla Hamilton at first base hitting number three. Savannah Henderson at third base hits fourth. The catcher Kylie Coons hits in the number five position. Layson Black is the designated player, and she'll be batting number six and hitting for Maddie Badgett, who's out in left field. Grace Stevens at second base will hit number seven. Gracie Gilbert in right field hitting eight, and Jane Goad in center field batting the number nine position. So it's Simpkins on the mound. J.C. Goad at shortstop, Hamilton at first, and Henderson at third. Coons catching, Black a designated player, batting for the left fielder Badgett. Stevens at second, Gilbert at right, and Jaden Goad in center field. For Montgomery County, Matt Puckett's team, Lily Hill will lead it off at center field. This is a different Montgomery County lineup than they have they've been having most of the season, and that's because Montgomery County has a player, Addison Rogers, who's had the flu and is out of the game. So with her out of the lineup, there's been some shift. Lily Hill in center field leading off. Reagan Oney is behind the plate today, batting number two. Sarah Zink at shortstop, that's third. Madison Cox moves from behind the plate to third base and bats number four. Riley Martin is on the mound, hitting fifth. Emily Brock at first base, bats number six. Taylor Payne in left field will bat in the number seven position. Jane Noni at second base, hitting eight. And it's Hagen Stills at right field, batting in the number nine position. Again, Hill in center, Reagan Oney behind the plate, Zink at shortstop, Cox at third base, Martin pitching, Brock at first base, Payne in left, Jay Noni at second base, and Hagen Stills in right field. And we'll be back. And should be about ready to get this game underway after we step out here at Tommy Redford Field on an overcast afternoon. It looks like we will avoid the rain this evening. And we'll be back here ready to begin play after we step out for a couple of minutes. You're in tune with the Gateway Sports Network.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicated to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehen.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Thank you.
We've had the playing of our national anthem, and we're about ready to get rolling here at Tommy Reppin Field. The Indians are dressed in their dark gray uniforms. Most of the girls have are wearing a white undershirt today because this, the weather is a little bit cooler. And they're in the top of the first inning. Yes, Boyd County's going to send up Ellen Simpkins, J.C. Doug, and Lila Hamilton to face Montgomery County Junior Riley Martin. Interventions here, 180 down the lines, 200 in straightaway center field. Tommy Reppin Field. Ellen Simpkins will lead things off, is an eighth grader. So it's an in player. She is the pitcher for Boyd County today. J.C. Goh, a sophomore, batting the number two position. And Myla Hamilton, a junior, will bat number three. Montgomery County is out in the lineup and ready to go. Buddy Martin has been the Montgomery County's go-to pitcher here in the last couple of seasons. And on the mound today for the Lady Indians. We'll check her numbers in a moment, but the first pitch on the way, and we are underway. That pitch is high for ball one. Martin comes in with an 8-1 record, 3 saves, and 2.44 earned run average, and a swing and a foul back. Counted him up at 1-1. Boyd County coming off a loss yesterday to Greenup County, 9-8, and beating Axel at 4-2 on the week. Simpkins, a .391 batting average coming in. She rips that pitch, turned on a little too quickly, foul down the left field line, and counted the ball in two strikes. Simpkins with three doubles, a home run, has driven in 9 runs. Down the count, a ball in two strikes, and Martin delivers, and it fouls straight back. So, able to stay alive. Martin on the season has worked 63 innings coming into today's game. Started 8 games. And she has struck out 79 batters in those 63 innings. And this pitch is again fouled away. So Simpkins able to keep the bat alive. Martin is trying to work upstairs a little bit where normally if batters go after those pitches, they can't foul them away. But pretty well, they run back through the middle into center field for a base hit. So Simpkins with a good at bat for Boyd County to start the game. She's at first base with a single, and here is J.C. Goh.
Now coming to block number 11, J.C. Goh.
Goh at .420 batting average. This team is batting .332 as a team. Goh at .420 with 4 doubles, 2 triples, 4 home runs. Second on the team with 18 runs batted in. Right-hand hitter and takes the first pitch in for a strike. Looks like Martin a little frustrated after giving up that single and put a little extra on that pitch. It's a hit, no balls in a strike.
Well, it's now started
up high, and it's even at 1-1.
You thought, yeah. Come on, the scoreboard is acting crazy, so. That's what
we all know tonight. Martin, into the windup. Pitches just inside, and it's 2-1. Lights are already on here at Tommy Reppin Field. Here's a pitch pop. Foul back up off of the screen, and the count is all even at 2-2.
Walk
inner circle. And the pitch is ripped in the left field, and that's a base hit. They'll hold the runner at second. Oh, the runner coming to third, and she is going to be in there. And moving on to second base on the throw. And she was getting the stop sign from the third base coach, but just kept right on coming. And Boyd County has opened up with a pair of singles. They have runners at second and third with that throw coming into third. Hamilton a 397 batting average, 11 runs batted on the season, has 8 doubles to her credit. That pitch is in for a strike. Trying to battle back now after a bit of a tough start here. Here's a swing and a miss. Pitch into this the outside part of the plate. Hamlin kind of backed off of it a little bit. Took a big cut. No balls, 2 strikes at that. So they have Henderson on deck, and here's a swing and a miss. So Mike comes back with a 3-pitch strikeout. Here's Henderson.
Number four, Savannah Henderson.
Henderson, a 314 batting average. She leads this team in runs batted in. 10 doubles, 3 home runs, 24 RBIs for the right-handed batter. She shows one and pops it foul back of the plate. Henderson batting with Kylie Coons in the on-deck circle for the Lady Lions. One out, runners at second and third here in the top of the first. We've got a really good thread going, and that pitch is up high. Evens the count at 1-1. This is slow. Here's the ball ripped out into left center field, and that'll be in for extra bases. Both runs will score in the second base. It's Savannah Henderson, and the Lady Lions have taken a 2-0 lead here at the top of the first inning. And that'll bring Kylie Coons to the mound.
Number 7, Kylie Coons.
Little conference on the mound with everybody coming in to talk things over. Notice for Montgomery County. There's a change in the lineup too from what we gave you. There's a foot. Miami Bill for it couldn't quite catch the little pop to the first base side and a strike one. But Sarah Zink is not a shortstop. Montgomery County lineup we gave you is. And then we had some changes. Here's a pitch, and it's a bunt. And they'll go to first to get the out there. Moving on to third base is Anderson. So there are 2 outs now. Runner at third, and Lacey Black, the designated player.
Lacey Black.
Here's a first pitch and a swing and a miss. Came up to the end with a little fastball for a strike. So for whatever reason, Zink, who was out warming up, but she is not in the lineup now. Here's a swing and a miss for strike 2. Just got away from on him, and we'll stay in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. We're trying to keep this additional run from crossing the plate here on the top of the fourth inning. And a pitch in for a strike 3. Coming back with a couple of strikeouts, but for Boyd County, they get two runs. They do it on three hits. No errors and runner left on base. And after a half inning of play, it's Boyd County with a 2-0 lead on Montgomery County. We'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
On behalf of inning number one, Montgomery County with Lily Hill to lead things off. And the first pitch is in for a strike from Ellen Simpkins. Hill was scheduled to be in center field, but now at third base. Left-handed batter. Freshman lays that bat on her back shoulder, waits for the pitcher to be ready, cocks the bat and fouls it off. Swinging a bit late. Yeah, no balls and two strikes. Reagan Oney will bat next. And then in the lineup, Madison Cox has moved up in the lineup. We'll give you the rest of the amended lineup here. And the one by the back of the series, but there's a chopper, left side. Simpkins steals, throws, and they got her. Boy, a bang-bang play. That's the first out of the inning. Good play by Simpkins coming off the mound, but here is Reagan Oney.
Now,
Reagan, 600 batting average on the season, 11 doubles, a triple, 10 home runs. Team high, 34 runs batted in. Right-hand batter takes way up high for the ball. Cox at shortstop today instead of third. She bats next. There's a ball that's hitting the right field. There she hit that ball right on the button. Almost right at the second baseman, but it was so hot that she couldn't handle it. There's Montgomery County's first hit. Only a one-out base runner. On the batter is Madison Cox. So Cox bats with it. Riley Martin moving to the on-deck circle. Simpkins pitches, taken in for a strike, throw down to first, trying to throw behind Reagan Oney, but she dives back in. Cox had a terrific season, 469, her batting average. Right hand hitter. Takes that one up high. Cox has 5 home runs. She's driven in 32 on the season. 10 doubles and a couple of triples to go with those 5 home runs. Simpkins pitches and the ball is hit into right field off the glove as a second baseman. Only on her way to third and will stop there. Cox is on to first and Montgomery County with one out here in the bottom of the first half. One runner's out. First and third. Martin's a pitcher. And the right-handed batter. A little late on that one, but managed to foul it back. One strike. Martin, who has a lot of power, has not had a home run this season. Eight doubles. She's batting .435, having a good year at the plate, but had a number of home runs last season and hasn't put one out this year. Now a strike here. Simpkins looking over into the dugout. Now checks her wristband. And the youngster pitches way up high. Count evens up at one ball, one strike. Only on at third. Cox at first. One out. Martin Batch with Brock waiting next. That pitch is down low. Two balls and a strike to count. Simpkins for an eighth grader. She's lanky. She really has good speed come to the plate. She's put some mustard on that pitch. Lets up on that one a little bit, and Martin swings through it. Pitch it was up high, and it's all even at two balls, two strikes. Good pitch coming right here, I think, early in this game, but Montgomery County had a chance to get a run on the board, at least. There's a ball hit high in the air into shallow left center field. The shortstop goes out, makes the play. Pony tags and then goes back. Forced the throw. Cox hangs on first, and there are two outs.
Now comes in line number 17, Emily Brock.
Here's Emily Brock, the senior who's at first base, and Brock coming up there. 278 batting average. She has four doubles, a home run. Has driven in 18 runs on the season. Right-handed batter. That pitch is inside, I believe, for a ball. The ball no strikes. I would say that for Montgomery County, it may take a time through the lineup for this team to kind of catch up to the speed of Simpkins. There's a pitch in for a strike. Evens the count of one and one. The 16-1 win over Parrish yesterday, they didn't see a pitcher with this kind of speed. They kind of readjust. 1-1 is hit back into the line of center field for a base hit. Cox stops at second base. Only scores to make it 2-1. The Lady Indians are on the board. Brock with a bat. She had to kind of fight that pitch off, but got plenty on it. He knows it on the handle, but he got it in center field. Here is Taylor Payne. First pitch taken for a strike.
Watch him when they start, when they see him, just over here walking up.
Starting to get his batting when they get in the box. Jay Noni. Now they're on deck,
Brad.
Here's the ball hit high in the air and pretty well to right field, but the right fielder goes back and makes the grab right at the base of the fence. And the inning is over. But Montgomery County does come up with a run. The Indians get three hits. They leave a runner on base, or leave two runners on base. So we play an inning. Boyd County with a 2-1 lead. We'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to apologize for the scoreboard that seems to have a mind of its own tonight.
They got two runs in the first. We got one.
We'll be right back here in 1 minute. Mm-hmm.
Trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal
Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Here we go with the top of the second inning. Ray Stevens, the second baseman, leads it off. He's taking a couple pitches out of the strike zone. It's two balls, no strikes. Stevens, Gilbert, and Jaden go to bat for the Lady Lions. It's in for a strike. There's two balls and a strike. Montgomery County, as it turns out, really only has what you would say three players. Four of the eight players. Only three of the eight. As the ball is hit and gets just beyond the glove of second baseman Jaden Oney, and it's in there for a base hit. A little blooper, but only couldn't quite get to it. The leadoff batter on for Boyd County here in the second inning with their fourth hit of the game.
The blood number 22,
Tracy Gilbert, the second baseman, ready to, the right fielder ready to bat next. And Jaden Gilbert's on deck, swing and miss there for the strike. So the Lady Indians do have, with the exception of the second baseman, he pitches in, runner goes, throw, they got it, I think. And coming over is Madison Cox, who got a little late break. He's not used to playing that position, but she got it, came over, and only made a nice throw, and was one out. 2-6 on the put out. The 0-2 count together, and there is a swing and a miss, and quickly, there are two outs here in the top of the second inning. Strikeout number three of the game for Martin, and here is Jaden Goad, the center fielder. Left hand batter. .391 batting average. Hits the first pitch off the plate for a ball. Pretty nice to have a number 9 batter with a .391 batting average. The left-hand hitter. Bounce after that one, he goes through a glass. All even with one ball, one strike. Go down the box, steps back in. And 1-1. Takes that one off the plate outside. Two balls and a strike. With you today from Tommy Rapid Field in Maelstrom. There's a pitch foul back. Only hit it. Two balls, two strikes to him. And baseball action yesterday. Montgomery County rallying from a 7-0 deficit to get a 12-7 win over West Hardin over the Bobby Joe Whitaker field. A little bit of a breeze blowing out toward left center. Here's the 2-2, and it's hit high in the air to the shortstop, and Cox will put it away, and the inning is over. So a leadoff single, but she's retired trying to steal, and Boyd County goes quickly here in the second. No runs on it yet, nobody left. We move to the bottom of the second. Boyd County with a 2-1 lead, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Nobody leads off the Montgomery County second inning. Second baseman in the count, one ball, one strike to him. Simpkins. Rivers takes on something off that one. It's hit high in the air to center field. And let me play out there. Calling it in and go, and there's one out. Another bag comes to play. Number 10, Kylie Maynard. Kylie Maynard. Maynard is now the designated player. And we've got Brooklyn Banfield out of right field. She's batting for Banfield. Stills. Daniel Stills going to the old Dexter. One strike to him. Maynard, left hand batter. Takes that pitch over the inside part of the plate. And she denied. The ball is two strikes. So Maynard has only been up one at bat. This is only her second official at bat on the air. And how's this one away? Simpkins ahead of the count here with one out at the bottom of the second. That pitch is up high. Ball and two strikes. Okay, lost Kennedy Jones to an injury. She's scheduled to have surgery on Monday. And there's a kind of a half swing, and she went too far. And that's a strikeout, the first of the game for Simpkins. Two outs, nobody on here taking Stills. Losing Jones out like number one. Low is with his team. A very good defensive player. Hadn't been to the plate a lot, but a good hitter as well. And I hear Stills getting an opportunity. And a little bit late on that swing for strike one. Stills has two hits and three at bats on the season. Has been primarily used as a courtesy runner. Takes that pitch off the strike zone. It's one ball, one strike. Still steps that inning from the right side. That pitch is up and in. Two balls and a strike to count. Two bats with nobody on and two outs here today. Home half of inning number two. Swing and miss, and she was late on that fastball, and it's all even at 2-2. Bat Puckett coaching down at third base, Gary Priest, the first base coach for the Lady Indians. 2-2 is just off the plate, and the count is full at three balls, two strikes. So Sales trying to become a two-out base runner here. Bottom of the second, and the payoff is scoring this. He got her on a fastball that was up and in. So back-to-back strikeouts. First two of the game for Simpkins to end the second inning. Lady Indians go in order. We go to the third. Boyd County with a 2-1 lead. We're right back here in 90 seconds.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Had a single up the middle, her first time up, leaves it off there in the third, and here's a ball hit high in the air to the shortstop and on the infield part of the diamond, makes the catch, Madison Cox, and there's one out.
Now, number 11,
J.C. Gove. She had a base hit to left field, and came around to score the second run in that first inning. The ball hit high in the air and pretty deep out to left center field and going back, and that ball is out of here.
Home run, number 11.
Ball that just nearly cleared the fence. Took for a while, like, and nobody's going to see who was going to get there. Still ran out of room, and it's a 3-1 game. Lana Hamilton has struck out her first time up. Hamilton ready, stepping in, batting right in. And Martin's first pitch. Just bounced straight back to us. Reds had an off day yesterday up in Cincinnati. They're back in action tonight as they had an interleague game against the California Angels, who are in for the series. There's a off-speed pitch. Martin pitches. It's grounded out. Grounded to a hill at third base, and she throws Hamilton out for the second out of the inning. Pre-K does have players who can play multiple positions.
Of course, in fact, there's a question about that.
Start right there. Hill has been playing a lot in the outfield and can handle the infield positions as well. Pitch in for strike. Take a lot of time. The outside pitch is in for a call and strike two. Coach had a 1-0 lead over the Angels as they batted the third inning. The 0-2 pitch is wasted up high for ball and two strikes. And This is up and away. All even at 2-2. So now Henderson is on deck. Martin into the delivery, and that was way high. So battling back from an 0-2 count, it's now 3-2. Nick Lodolo is pitching for the Reds tonight, the left-hander. Off-speed pitch is hit high in the air to shallow right field, and coming on to make the play is Brooklyn Banfield, and that's the end. But a home run from J.C. Gold. Run on a hit, and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the third, Lady Indians. Down by 2-3-1. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, 4 McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
County Lily Hill has started the inning with a line single into center field, and here's Reagan Oney, who singled and scored Montgomery County's run. She ripped this one foul on the screen down the third base side by the Montgomery County dugout. One strike, Oney bats, and Madison Cox is on deck.
Look at those cat-like reflexes by Coach Puckett. Up until that moment, he looked like a buzzard standing over there waiting for Broomfield to quit from.
It's a no ball, one strike count. Oney takes this pitch, blow it away. One ball, one strike from Ellen Simpkins. Simpkins into the line, pitches, and that's a snap liner to the second baseman. He'll able to get back. It came in on Oney's fist, and he caught it off and just kind of a little blooper to the second baseman.
Number nine, Madison Cox.
One out here, Madison and Cox. Cox had a base hit. Her first time off, and looks good in the second. And hits this ball in the center field for base hit. Hill will stop at second base. Montgomery County has potentially the two tying runs on at first and second.
That's number 12, Rodney Martin.
Martin, she popped out to the shortstop her first time up. Now with a chance to help her own cause here. Outfield play pretty deep. That pitch is up and in for a ball. Going over again. Into the night, the Kentucky Wildcats and the Volunteers in the beginning of the weekend series. There's a swing and a foul. It's 1-1. Tennessee ranked number 2 in the nation in baseball. Kentucky is number 3. And they'll play 3 games this weekend. 1-1 count.
And she fights that one off and fouls it off to the right side. So Simpkins able to get a hit. Ball and two strikes. Ball even at 2-2. Simpkins checks the wristband, ready, and pitches fought off and fouled to the third base dugout. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Started late tonight. Wood County's bus just didn't arrive on time. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. She drives it. She picks it up. She throws. And I think everybody's. Gary Priest is telling her to stay on the bag at first base, and we're going to get a feel out of it here. The umpire had to make that call from way deep in the shortstop position. And I'm not sure how he thought he saw the tag there, but that's going to be it. So the runners move up, but there's no out. Number 17, Emily Brock. Here is Emily Brock with a base hit to drive in the Montgomery County run in the first inning, a chance to do damage again here. Right in front of the mound, kind of a check swing, and that'll end the inning. Simpkins gets it on to first. So in the bottom of the third, Montgomery County with no runs on, a couple of hits, and they leave two runners on base. Three innings complete now. Boyd County with a 3-1 lead, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
They move on, top of the fourth inning. Kylie Coons sacrificed her first time up and off. This pitch apparently hits her. She was trying to bunt. So the leadoff runner is on. Clayson Black, who was called out. Now strikes her first time off. No contest from the Montgomery County dugout on that play. So one strike to count, a swing and a miss by Blackens. Ray Stevens is on deck. Which is fouled straight back, and it's 4-2. Goes down to first base. She looks like she's in a track meet. She gets down in a, like she's ready to get out of the starting blocks. And a pitch. And it's a little weaker than the third baseman. It's caught to throw to first. And ball got away from the block. Or I think we might have had a double play. But Coach Matt Cooker is going out. He's calling his infield in. So there's one out on the top of third. And the batter is Rick Stevens. The
After Mace hit the lead off the second inning, they got thrown out trying to steal. Looks like he's probably talking to his team, I would imagine, about, you know, you've got a third base and a shortstop who are not normally at those positions.
Back number three, Grace Stevens.
So Stevens steps in with Gilbert on deck. And Martin pitches. The pitch is down again for ball one. Ball line to the shortstop. Throw back to first, not quite in time. Comes in and get back in there. Nice play by Cox, and there are two outs, and here comes Gracie Gilbert. I struck out the first time up there. But this is not the light situation right now where we're at the dusk. There's a swing of this. It'll be a little bit better, I think, for the hitters in another half hour or so. One strike to count. Swing and a miss. Jaden Goh, the number nine hitter in the order, would bat next if the inning continues. Martin trying to end it right here. Swing and a miss, and it is over. A three-pitch strikeout for Riley Martin. That's the fourth strikeout in the game. Boyd County in the top of the fourth. No runs, no hits. They do leave a runner on base. Well, midway through this Friday evening encounter. Boyd County has the lead of the River County. Two to one. We'll be back.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Every county moves toward the bottom part of their batting order. Taylor Payne leading it off. There's Aiden owning it. Maynard will bat number three. Skills hoping to get him back. 6-7-8 up. In the home half of the fourth, trying to see if they can get a rally going for the Lady Indians. And the first pitch is hit high in the air to shallow right field, and going back is the second baseman to make the play. There's Stevens, and there's one pitch and one out. Here in the home floor. Lady Indians at 16-2. And not really sure about the start time. They've been, it's either 11:30 or noon. There's going to be a three-team round robin event. With the pitch that's in for a strike. Jade Milne, who flied out to center field her first time up. He had his big contact pretty well. The counting is up with one ball, one strike. Gets the ground ball to third baseman. Loves it, throws, in time. There are quickly two outs here in the home court. So the two outs, the batter is Kylie Maynard, who was a strikeout victim of the first time. Maynard
three and bats from the left side. Bats with two outs, nobody on. Takes such a good way up high for a ball. And Simpkins had it been. Pretty much on target today. He has just those two strikeouts. There's a pitch that misses low, and it's 2-0. Two strikeouts that came to the end of the second inning. But has otherwise been able to scatter five singles and allow only the one run. That pitch is outside, and three balls and no strikes to Kim. Megan Stills plays in the on-deck circle. Major Texas strike there, right down the heart of the plate. Swing and a foul ball. Maynard, a freshman, and take a little break here, Maynard. Foul that ball in the knuckles. It's a three ball, two strike count, so Simpkins trying to battle back after falling behind 3-0. And the payoff pitch. Taken outside for ball four. Montgomery County has a two-out base runner. Hill moves on deck as Hagan Stills comes into play.
Number 21, Hagan Stills.
The late innings with a pair of freshmen here at the bottom part of the lineup. With Sarah Zink not in the lineup. There's a pitch fouled back out of play. Strike one. Still trying to get on base, keep this inning going, getting back to the top of the order with their team down by two runs. Maynard ready to run off of first. One strike pitch is outside. 1-1. Stills is also a bass fisherman. She's on the Montgomery County bass fishing team. Which is high. But it's 2-1, and tomorrow she'll be on the lake. Final qualifying event they have for the regional tournament. So she'll be trying to advance. There's a pitch fouled away. Two balls, two strikes. So Montgomery County, not sure about the Zink status for tomorrow.
She took the ball to the ball.
Two balls, two strikes with two outs, and that one's up high. He called her out a pitch that was up around the deck line there. But it's an out. Tough break. No runs, no hits, and a runner left. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Boyd County with a 3-1 lead on Montgomery County, and we'll be right back here in just 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
9-1-2 in the batting order for Boyd County, batting here in the top half of the fifth inning. Lady Lions with three runs on five hits, no errors, two left. Montgomery County a run on five hits, no errors, five runners left on base in the game. So Roddy Martin trying to keep the Lady Lions right where they are.
First pitch to Jaden Gunn is taken outside for a ball. One pop out to Madison Cox at shortstop. Her first time up, left-hand batter. In came in, batting 391. Checks the name and goes. Apparently she took that pitch. Two balls, no strikes. I guess she might have offered that, but umpire ruling she pulled the bat back and up. Two balls, no strikes. Martin needs a strike here. And that's over the outside corner. 2-1 to count. Still behind, 2-1 to count. And there's a ground ball to Brock at first. Bottles it and picks it up to time and tags the bag. That's the first out of this fifth inning. Three unassisted on the put out. And the batter is Ellen Simpkins, the pitcher. And she led off the game with a base hit to center field, came around to score the first Boyd County run. Hopped to Cox at short. Her second time up, 1-for-2 in the game. Takes a strike there from Riley Martin. And if it's that just misses a little outside, it is only in at 1-1. Ball hit in the air to center field and still will make the play. And that's the second out. Here's J.C. Goad, who has single and homer. Has scored a pair of runs in the game. Solo shot just to the left of center field her last time up. Fouls this pitch back for a strike. Again, if you're out and about tomorrow on a big day here in the Gate City with a lot of activities going on. And
is this pitch around the end of the day?
Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast tomorrow morning, 7 to 10. San Jemima Day. He's an honored head Montgomery County icon. Pitch taken inside for a ball. It's 1-1. That'll get underway at 10 o'clock around Courthouse Square, runs till 4, all kinds of activities there. Here at Tommy Redmond Field. Three games on tap. There's a ground shot down the left field line for extra bases. Racing into second base and holding up there is J.C. Goad. The sophomore shortstop has picked up her third hit of the game. Bill came into the game batting 4-20. She's had her fifth home run. She's driven in her 19th run of her game. Scored a couple of times. And now here's Donna Hamilton, who has struck out and grounded a third. Pitch taken up high for a ball. One ball, no strike count. Amanda Henderson is out that runner. And a pitch in for a strike for Martin, and it's 1-1. Boyd County 2 in the first, 1 in the third. Lady Indians got their run in the bottom of the first. 1-1 pitch is off-speed pitch that goes high. It's 2-1. For a strike here, and then off-speed pitches in for a call strike two. So there's a nice change. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner at second base. Here at the top of the fifth, Boyd County leading 3-1, trying to add to it. The ball is hit high in the air, right side of the infield, and Brock comes on, makes the play, and the inning is over. Top of the fifth, four runs on a hit. Runner left on base. bottom of the fifth, Montgomery County will have the top of their batting order coming up. Down 3-1. We'll be back here in just 1 minute.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Montgomery County trying to get something going here in the bottom of the fifth. Hill holding the Cox to bat against Ellen Simpkins, who's been outstanding today. The first pitch is a ground ball. The second baseman, who gloves and throws, and there's one out. This eighth grader has really been impressive again, as we told you. She's 5-6 on the season, but an ERA under 3. She's pitched against the better competition that Boyd County has played. There's Reaganoni who has singled and scored a run. Pitch that comes in on her, she fouls it down the left field line for a strike. Only got jammed her last time up and pinned off the handle of the bat, a little soft liner to the second baseman. Down a strike here. Scott's waits on deck. Simpkins checks the wristband, and here comes the one strike pitch, and it is lined to the second baseman. And there are quickly two outs. Here's Madison Cox. Singled twice. Single to right, single to center, basket, two outs, nobody on. Martin is on deck. There's a grand ball to the shortstop. She gloves, she throws, and the inning is quickly over. Four pitches, all that Simpkins needed in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nothing across for the Lady Indians. They trail 3-1. Back for the sixth in just a minute.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
County with the 3-1 lead as they bat here at the top of the sixth inning. Savannah Henderson, a double home, a pair of runs back in the first inning with one out. There's the first pitch in for the strike. Martin gave up the home run to go. Third, since that first, though, she's been pretty effective. Here's a pitch that this is down low. It's one ball, one strike. Henderson Coons and Black to bat here in the top of the sixth. Both teams in the exact same spot in their batting order. Pitch misses, bonus 2-1, no difference. As in Montgomery County is scrambling 5, Boyd County is scrambling 3. And those other two runners came across the plate from the Lady Lions and they lead 3-1. Swing and miss. Count is all even at 2-2. Hard ready with a break even. That was high. Full count. 3-2 to the leadoff batter here in Boyd County's sixth inning. Peterson flat out to right fielder, second bat of the game. And the payoff pitch is hit high in the air, well hit to left field, going back and making the play right at the fence. Ball carried a little bit, got a little help with the wind, and that's the first out of the sixth inning.
Now, number 7,
Kylie Coons. Kylie Coons, who sacrificed and been hit by a pitch. Step to the plate. Here's the catcher. Goes after the first pitch and pops it into left field, and that'll be flagged right near his tracks. Back in left field is Faith, and there are two outs quickly. Back fly balls out of the left field, and here is Layson Black, who has been called out on strikes and popped out the third. Looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter coming up. Quick has been seeing Brooke Jacobs to the plate.
Nine back, number 33, Brooke Jacobs.
Brooke Jacobs, pinch hitting. Got a word with this. Touching box and he's ready to step in by right hand with two on and nobody out. I rather with two outs and nobody on. As Ray Stevens will be that next if the inning does continue. And a pitch from Martin. And then live ball one. Comes inside and it's still there. Martin really business-like. He didn't waste a lot of time. Walks back, you know, steps outside the circle. Picks up a little dirt, steps back on the mound, ready to work. 2-0 pitch, swing and miss, and it's 2-1. Jacobs a 286 batting average on the season, coming off the bench to bat here in the sixth inning. It's just Mr. Lehman Law. It's 3-1. Martin thought this was a strike. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Can't be in the heart of the county. She's put that one all the way, and it's a full count of 3-10. Steve Martin can finish the comeback here and retire the side here in the top half of the sixth inning. Big strikeout in the inning for Riley Martin. Nothing across in the sixth inning for the Lions.
Traditional National Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LL.
Come here,
Brad. Leading things off for Montgomery County, Riley Martin, who has popped a short and grounded third, takes ball one. On Simpkins. An outstanding one. The ball ripped foul down the right field line, evening the count of the ball is strike. Montgomery County has had 5 hits, all singles in the game. The ball right foul just outside the bag of third, and the count of the ball on 2 strikes. The Montgomery County team that on the season has had 89 extra base hits in 18 games. So they're averaging right at 5 extra base hits in every game they play, but they have not had one today. That pitch is down low. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Doing a good job to lay off that pitch. Block waiting on that. Two two. Taking a five. It's a 3-2 count. Well, the only guy needs a base runner. Anybody can get somebody on. And the payoff pitch. That's way inside, and Martin is going to walk. That is the second walk of the game. Yes, you've done.
Number 17.
Getting in front, so Montgomery County brings a potential tying run to the plate. Sibley Brock drove in the Montgomery County run with a base hit back in the first inning, and now we got a conference going on now. We're going to have a pitching change here, I would not suspect. Conference is going on, and now conversation breaks into the mound. We do have a courtesy runner for Montgomery County, who's in the game right now. And that is Bella Baker. So Baker, courtesy running for the pitcher. Here is Brock in and waiting. Takes a pitch outside for a ball. Brock batting with a fade on deck. We're kind of trying to play catch up here. Brock takes it outside. It's 2 balls, no strikes. Looks into the dugout to get the sign. Here's the 2-0. That's taken down low, and it's 3-0. There's 6 pitches in a row that have been out of the strike zone from Simpkins. Again, he walked only one batter previously in the game. That's 3 strikeouts in the 3-0. Take him right down the heart of the plate. And it's 3-1. Brock will go back for him. If he could get something, she could drive right here. On a 3-1 pitch. Tie this game up. It's a tie in the air in right field, and it is going to be caught. Right back at the fence. first down. So Payton will come to the plate. He has flying to right and knock out the center. Now come to the plate, number four, Taylor Payton. He has a couple of home runs on the season. He then batted 346. But 0 for 2 today. Didn't know he was on deck. Ground ball foul outside of third for strike one. Well, Boyd County, they came in here 11-10 on the season. Got an eighth grader on the mound. She has pitched well this year, although they struggled to get wins for her. We're on the verge of pulling up. And I said here on the Lady Indians, pitches foul back. Paint out of play, and she's behind. No balls and two strikes. The Indians are down. Hit 6-5. That's 4-3-1. Pretty ball hit in the left field line. Only there for only one base. Through the left field gets the base. They won't risk bringing the runner to third base. So. With one out, Montgomery County. Back just under the second. Here's Jay Noe to the plate. She has flying to center and grounded out to third. That pitch way inside. Turned down to second base in a little time after diving back in there. That ball was came very close to hitting on me, but just missed. One ball, no strikes. We're off to the races. So this pitch is foul back. One ball, one strike, you can't
Jack, I hear. I don't. I think you're getting left here.
One ball, one strike, one out, and two on. So Lady Indians need a couple runs to tie this game. There's a little ground ball. The first baseman will field and just win the race to the bag. We got that going that line pretty good. Runners move up to second and third, but now they're down. Two outs. And we'll leave it up to Holly Maynard, who has struck out a walk in here. Left-hand batter. Makes a pitch in for a strike.
Number 10, Holly Maynard.
Tough spot for Maynard. Maynard was batted only one time before getting into the lineup today again because of here. Foul ball. And she's behind. No balls, two strikes. So Simpkins a pitch away from getting out of this jam here at the bottom of the sixth inning. Chopper foul, so she does stay alive. Still no balls, two strikes. Montgomery County and Russell will play the first game tomorrow, as I understand it. Then Woodford County and Russell, then Montgomery County and Woodford County. That's the turn of the outside corner. We call strike three and the inning is over. So Montgomery County with a threat, but it goes for naught. No runs on a hit. Two runners left on base. We go to the seventh. Boyd County with a 3-1 lead, and we'll be right back in just a minute.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Prairie Stockyards, they've earned a reputation this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Prairie Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
In the 7th inning, Boyd County has the bottom third of their batting order up there. Grace Stevens, Gracie Gilbert, and Jaden Goad. Stevens has singled and lined to short. Takes the first pitch of the low for a ball. He's seen with 6 hits in the game, but Boyd County is making count for more. The ball hit high into left field and he's in play for it. And the bank, and there's one out. Three of the last 4 outs have been balls hit to bank at left field. Got a pitch hitter coming up now for Boyd.
That's number 2, Elson Sparks.
Lee Sparks will bat. He has a 207 batting average. A couple of doubles on the season for Sparks.
Elise Sparks.
Left-hand batter. And Martin's first pitch, he bunts and it's in for a strike. Ready, and she bunched right back to Martin, who gloves and throws, and they're 2 outs. And Jane Goad popped a short and grounded out to block it.
Now, first base. Now for double 0, Jane Goad.
Pitcher now at 55 degrees. Ball one, the count. Expecting a long line at 39 degrees, so. Hill in front of the bag at third with the left-hand batter who kind of ran up on the ball a little bit. Takes ball 2. 2-0, nobody on, 2 outs, top of the 7th. Number, Mark gloves and throws and didn't get it. Left-hand batter just slowly hit ball. And Martin had to wait on a little bit to get there, so that'll be just an infield hit. And the batter is Alex Simpkins, who has singled short, popped the short, and fly to center. Top of the 7th in Cincinnati tonight, the Reds up on the Angels 2-1. Won the count. Dolo has worked 6 1/3, struck out 6, given up a run on 7 hits. He hasn't walked anybody. Here's the 1 ball pitch, and it's hit high in the air on the infield. Hill, the third baseman, will love it. And the inning is over. So Montgomery County with 1 more shot here in the bottom of the 7th inning. The Indians will have Stills, Hill, and Oney to bat. Bottom of the 7th, down 3-1. When we come back in just a minute.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
So if you're looking, here's the way.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Still freezing on over the county in that number nine spot. Hagen still has struck out their two primes up. Four strikeouts in the game for Ellen Simpkins, and the first pitch is taken way high for ball. The Stills, Hill, and Honey batting here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Pitches down low and it's 2-0. This would be a big win for Boyd County. Would be a disappointment for Montgomery County, but again, the Lady Indians with a couple of players not in the lineup today, they really kind of scrambled. Pitch misses, and it's three balls and two strikes. Steals a pitch away from getting on base. That's what Montgomery County needs. That pitch is in for a strike, and it's 3-1. Maybe on the net for down the dugout. Behind the Boyd County dugout ball by the police. So the ball's going to be free to ball, and now we're ready. Simpkins ready to come with the 3-1 pitch. And that's ball three. So Montgomery County has a leadoff batter on. And now back to the top of the order where Lily Hill will step to the plate. Again, you don't get any sense we're going to have a pitching change. This is more of a little pep talk going on from Coach Lance Caesar. Now that you wake up and Tony is ready to step in, he's bringing only moves to the on deck circle. Hill has a base hit in three trips. Simpkins is ready. Hill pitch. Ready up and in for the ball. Spin that ball around in the right hand. Has the sign now. There's a chopper foul to even things up with one ball, one strike. There's no breeze at all going right down. Got a fight ball out of there. They're just a little things. Movement. Here's the 1-1. That's taken down low. There's two balls in a strike. Shortstop, Glove to throw to the second for one, back to first, who will not be in time. At the first out of the inning, recorded. So Hill on at first base, and only comes to the plate representing the tying back. Running with 22 extra base hits on the season for the Lady Indians in their 18 games. The Hurricane does not have an extra base hit today.
a good spot for one right here. There's a ball ripped into center field for a base hit, I think. Yeah, just getting in at second base as well.
Oh, he got the slide.
She was in there safely, but it was a bang bang player. The ball was hit so hard. Only gets her second hit. Now Cox, who has a pair of singles and is rounded out, playing for the plate. That played baseline when he's on first and second.
That's Cox.
Martin is on deck. One out. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, letting Indians need a pair of runs to keep the game going. Ground ball. Third baseman. Gloves. She'll come to first.
She's safe.
Sank at third base. Trying to dig it out. At first base. They're able to do that. About to be a throwing error. And the bases are loaded with one out. First error we had in the game. Now the Boyd County coach is coming to the third base umpire. He's going to ask him to appeal to the home plate umpire. I'd just be stunned if they, if the home plate umpire said, yes, I could see that. Rather than, so the bases are loaded. We've got one out. And Riley Martin, who has popped a short, rounded third, and walked.
Number 12, Riley Martin.
We said she hadn't had a home run this season. This would be a perfect time for it, but the Lady Indians will take a base hit. Something in the gap even. There's a ground ball in the left field for a base hit. So another will come onto the plate and the lead is coming. Second
out of two.
They threw in behind. And down at second base is Madison Cox. So the 2-1 score doesn't really get up. And here's Brock to bat. Martin. See if we get a courtesy runner for Martin, and we are. So Martin comes out. Courtesy runner is in. Brock has singled a drive in a run. Get back to the mound and fly to right. So we are tied at 3 apiece. With 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th inning. Here's the pitch. Brock with a big rip. Didn't catch up in strike one. Oh, one count to Brock. Takes it way up and in. One ball, one strike. Taylor Pate is the on-deck batter. And the base hit her last time. Brock would love to drive the ball, but any way she can get on, pops this one up back of the plate and out of play. The ball is 2 strikes. Big thing is trying to get that run in scoring position without recording that third out. There are 2 outs. Swing and a miss. And the roll is over, and we're going to play extra. So Montgomery County, in the bottom of the 7th inning, the Lady Indians come up with 2 runs on a couple of hits. They leave a runner on base. 3-3 our score at the end of 7. And we'll be back. 8th inning action coming up in just a minute.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
J.C. Gold to lead it off. She has been the big weapon for Boyd County today. A single, a double, a home run, scored a pair of runs.
No run.
And she's dead. Two balls and no strike.
Maybe it's an eighth one or it's a ninth one. I think that's another one.
They're doing all the count. Martin ready. And I found back. It's 2-1. 2-3-4 in the batting order. Go to Hamilton and Henderson. Big challenge for Martin here in the top of the eighth. She gave up those two runs in the first inning. The first two batters to come to the plate scored back in the first inning. And the only run since then has been the home run by Gold in the third inning. That ball went high in the air and deep to left field, and that ball was out of here. That's Jesse Miller. That's her second home run of the game. There's a minute one play by a mob of teammates.
And he was a pretty decent pitcher.
And he scored a three. Both came in to this game and having hit four home runs all the season.
Now
here's Myra Hamilton at bat. She is 0-3 and struck out, rounded out, and popped out of her three trips to the plate. Eighth hit of the game, and four of those belong to J.C. Gold. So the junior right-hander trying to knuckle down and keep that lead at only one. There's a ball. Big well down the left field line. And that ball is out of there. The other is a line shot. Well, how good I got one of the companies on. Not for bad. Not as if they had a chance. Maybe I'll be working on it. Just went over the fence. Just the back of it. It's 5-3 game. So Boyd County, after Montgomery County rallies the tide in the bottom of the seventh, they get back-to-back home runs, leading off the eighth inning, and they'll bring Henderson to the plate.
Now the bat number four is Henderson.
Henderson, a two-run double back in the first inning, is 5-to-right and 5-to-left for other kicks to the plate. Pitch in for a strike. Martin steps back behind the pitching circle. Now ready to work. The one strike pitch is in for a called strike two. So three home runs in the game. It's just misses over the inside. It's 1-2. Mm-hmm. get high in the air down the left field line. Hill goes back and makes the play. In foul territory for the first out of his eighth inning.
That wraps number seven.
Kylie goes to the plate. He has sacrificed and hit by a pitch and flied out to left field. First pitch there for a strike. This is for a ball one. One and one to play. Ball. Popped up right side. It's going to get back out of play. The count is one ball and two strikes to the right-handed batting. Good waiting, and that's just misses. Two balls, two strikes. And a break even pitch. Just a bit inside, so the count goes four. Trying to get this second out of this eighth inning. Well, this one is fouled back, so the count stays. Three balls, two strikes. Mark County, a winner in the 2A softball tournament going on down at Owensboro. And they've advanced. Pitch the floor for all four. So, Coons draws a one out walk to become a base runner. Lason Black will come to play. She has been called out on strikes, had struck out swinging, and popped out to the third baseman. This is Jacobs, not Black. Black started Black. Jacobs actually hit the last time up there and was a strikeout victim. It's a double elimination 2A tournament. Pitch is low and inside for a ball for Martin. So Bath County has advanced to the final four in the winner's bracket. If they play again, they should be playing in the game that just got underway down there. Owensboro. One ball pitch. Swing and miss, an off-speed pitch. Ball even at 1-1. Warren County will 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. In the bottom half of this eighth inning, needing at least two runs. Swing and miss. 1-2 to count. Is a little bit inside, and that was all even a 2-2. The break on the pitch is kicked in right field for a base hit. On her way to third, it was Coons. And the runners at first and third with one out. Ray Stevens, who has gotten the single,
number three,
line up to shortstop and fly to left, will come to the plate. We had a runner coming into the game. It'll be Kaylee May. Kaylee May is a courtesy runner, or actually she will be a pitch runner in the game for the designated player. But that runner is at first and third, so Okay, trying to not let Boyd County do any more damage here at the top of the eighth inning. And the Lions lead it 5-3. Baseball action today. Boyd County's baseball team won today over East Carter 3-2. Martin pitches and it's set high for a ball. The throw down to the third, but they will get back in. It's Coons. Just one out here at the top of the eighth. Martin. You know, Martin's a little frustrated right now, I think. And ball pitch in. In for a strike. Only on a 1-1. And there's a bunt foul, third base side. So, kind of trying to see if they can push across the other one. And the count is a ball and two strikes. See if they'll do it again. Count stays, one ball, two strikes. There's an angle that's gone to the bottom of the eighth. Reds leading it 2-1. Reds are gambling 3 hits in that game. They have a 2-1 lead on the Rangers. Again, Martin. 1-2 ground ball is fouled. Down the third base line, just
you want to
a few inches. So the count stays at one ball and two strikes. And again, we got the 1-2, and that's up high. Two ball, two strike, yeah. In the case of going this late, Boyd County 2 in the first, 1 in the third. Here's the ball hit high in the air to center field. Bills will come out and make the play. Runner comes home, tagging, and it is a 6-3 game. The sacrifice fly adds another one.
Grayson Gilbert
who has struck out. Rounded out to third and has get back to the mound. Both the three in the game. Bats with a runner at first. Two outs, but again, Wayne County with 3 runs here in the eighth inning. They lead it 6-3. Montgomery County are tied with 2 and the bottom lead 7. And the pitch. And for a strike. Martin Vandrowski on that pitch here in the late innings, but here's strike 2. The ball's 2 strikes. But 7 batters go to the plate here. They do. Boyd County 8, they get 3 runs. Back-to-back home runs. Walk their base hit. 3 runs, 3 hits, runner left on base. We go to the bottom half of the 8th inning. Montgomery County gave 3 runs here. And we'll be back in 1 minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Great old Ian Maynard to bat against Simpkins here. Lady Indians need base runners. He has a base hit in three trips. And this ball in the right center field for Ben Simpkins. Start things up. Everything next had their leadoff batter on base. They were their side. Here's only Aguez. Line to center. Pitch is ripped foul on the right field line for strike one. Came up there with the idea of really trying to go after that first good pitch. Pretty simple. Only down a strike. And she rips this one foul down the third base line. And she's lying. Two balls and two strikes. Everything needs at least one more base runner to get the tying run to the plate and to get back to the top of the batter. If they can. Here's a two-strike pitch. And the tie on the right center field, and that is good hit. That's the pitch. End up at second and third. Stricken twice and walked. Left-handed batter. Dean Skills is on deck. Simpkins delivers. Bouncer. And that ball gets into center field for a base hit. One run to score. Second one coming to plate is in there. And it's only 6-5 game. That's Maynard's first game of the season, I did it pretty well. And here is Stills coming to the plate. Now coming to the plate, number 21, Hayden Stills. Still will come out the bat. We are going to get a runner coming in. Kenley Auction, number 8.
That's number 8.
From the Montgomery County, it's Kenley Auction. And the run, Auction. Running at first base.
Oh, thank you.
So still, as we walked her last time up there, Matt says Hill moves on deck. And she busts and busts through it for strike one. Montgomery County trail in this game, 2-0, 2-1, they trail 3-1, we're tied 3-3. the trail 6 to 3, the trail 6 to 5. Potential tying run at first base with nobody out. Hill is on there. That's not still night. Kind of lay down a bunch. The pitch misses. And it's one ball, one strike. Again, check the wristband. And now she tries to land that through the pitch. And it's all in two strikes. Is hit back through the middle to the right field. And we'll save the second shot on the end. That's the running shot. The way it's filled. And what he has the potential time run and the potential of the
game. To Lily Hill.
Here's Lily Hill. Hill, who has single, reached out of fielder's choice and scored a run. Officially 1-for-4 in the game. Left in. There's nobody out. See if he tries to lay down a bunt. You don't have a lot of experience on the base paths right now, but he's just taking that for a while. No way out. Two runs in. Two runners on. Only waits to be on deck, sir. The ball hit high in the air.
That is just one right center field, and that ball is out
of here. Lily Hill is locked in.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Field. lost a couple of runs. Tied up Simmons with the eighth inning and then in the eighth. Wood County gets back-to-back home runs. They get a walk and a single and a sacrifice fly. They lead it 6-3 going to the bottom of the eighth. And a base hit by Taylor Fain. Gunnel to the right center by Jay Nutty. A base hit by Pally Maynard to score a fair run. Egan Stills gets a base hit. And with runners at first and second, Willie Hill drives a three-run home run over the fence in right center field for a walk-off three-run shot that gives Montgomery County a victory by a final score of 8-6. 8-6, the final today. And Montgomery County's numbers, 8 runs on a dozen hits. Played airless softball and 8 on base. Wood County with 6 runs on 10 hits, committed 1 error and left 5. Winning pitcher Riley Martin improves to 9-1 on the season. And you have to feel for the 8th grader, Ellen Simpkins, who now has a 5-8 record, but I tell you what, that's a name to watch out for in the future. Wood County. Wood County now at 11-11. Montgomery County improved to 17-2. And the Lady Indians are getting ready to play a couple games tomorrow against Russell, one of the better teams in the 16th region, and then Woodford County coming in. And Russell Woodford had also played the middle game tomorrow. Montgomery County and Russell, the first game. Could begin 11:30 at noon, sometime in that zone. Make up some games today just because of weather here. Early games here tomorrow. Tommy Redmond. Hope you come into the ground department and watch the games. We'll be back on the air next week with action of the Montgomery County Baseball Softball. Our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer. Don't forget all the activities going on with the Gateway coming up this weekend, beginning with the Juana's Pancake Breakfast tomorrow from 7 to 10. They will deliver it to you. They'll bring it to your car. All you have to do is give them a call. I was handed down the number. Anything with that. Anyway, call any Kalani out there. They love me. We'll make a delivery to you. They especially go out of the Montgomery County High School cafeteria. Enjoy the Green Festival on Lady Moore's and from Lima. I'm not from the door. You're going to be honored tomorrow again. Here, Dad. Second annual festival. Now that's going on for 7-4 and we're going to work out some guys and other players happening tomorrow, including the Du Bois Health Fair and the Du Bois Center. And that's going to run from 10 until 1 tomorrow. Lots of things here. You get all kinds of checks on your screens on diabetes, blood pressure, and you can get free vaccinations too for shingles or COVID. That's all tomorrow. There are other things happening too. Those are some of the main ones. Thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer. Again, until we join you next week, I'm Dan Bailey from Tommy Redmond Field, the Lady Indians with 5 runs in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Rally of Beat Boyd County, 8-6. So long, everyone.
You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now, more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.